I really saw a need for that that in-between person, someone that's in between the business manager or owner and the hourly employee to get that stuff done. So we started Beacon Virtual Assistants in 2009 as a way to help business owners. Since then, we have helped over 24 clients, and we have over 30 employees in our licensed office division. I now have one virtual assistant working under me, and I'm planning on hiring at least one more this year. So what do? We do a little bit of everything. We do your database maintenance. We do bookkeeping. We do any of your office products. We do your newsletters and so much more. If you're unsure, ask me. We can work it out. If I don't know how to do what you guys need, I have a whole network of virtual assistants that I can reach out to make sure we can get it done for you. So how can we help you? We can save you time and money. The average business owner spends between 8 and 15 hours a week working on administrative tasks. So basically, at the end of the month, you've got a whole week that you've applied to nothing but administration. That, what could you do with that time? I mean, that's like a vacation, basically. So it basically, that time could be used for developing new products, networking, and closing the deal. Mm-hmm. Why is it not clicking? There it is. So the cost difference between a full-time employee and a virtual assistant. You hire an employee in at $15 an hour. And these are average amounts. It's not set in stone anywhere. But your employee taxes are going to cost you about 7 cents an hour. Your benefit costs are going to be about $2.55 an hour. Your overhead, being the office and all that, is going to be $3.45 an hour. And then your first 2 weeks of training is going to be about $5.70 an hour. So that $15 employee is actually costing you $26.77 an hour. And that does not include any bonuses or commission that you're paying that employee. And that also does not include any time that they're spending at the water cooler, talking to their buddies, on the phone, making personal phone calls, or running errands on company time. So essentially, your $15 an hour employee is costing you about $35 an hour. A virtual assistant, you're going to pay $35 an hour, and you don't have to deal with all the other BS that you have to with an employee. We have a vested interest in making your business succeed, because that's how our business succeeds. So basically, choosing Beacon Virtual Assistants means choosing time with your family. It means choosing time for things that you enjoy. It means choosing to break free from the grind. We all need that. And it means choosing work-life balance. We know how important that is. Cassie talked about that, you know, as far as her massage and stuff. Just choosing to let yourself relax for a minute. And that's why we're here. We're here to help you with all of those tasks that keep you busy that aren't making you money. So if you need me, give me a call. I'm just one click or phone call away. Barb Nelson with Beacon Virtual Assistants.
Wow. Good job.
Can you give a couple more examples of things that people, that you're doing for people? Like,
sure. Actually, Miss Mary here, she's just now kind of getting her stuff together. We've got new business owners that are out networking. They've got those stacks of business cards. What do they do with them? Most people throw them in a shoebox, and that's as far as they get. Well, that's your email list right there. So we can take them, we can put them in a usable format, so you can start sending out newsletters. I've got Karen Glavin, I'm going to be scanning some documents for her and just putting them like in Google Drive or Dropbox so that she can still use them, but they're easily accessible. I do bookkeeping for another client, basically all of his banking, balancing all of his checkbooks, you know, and that kind of stuff. So just really a little bit of everything that keeps you stuck at a desk and not working your business. Yes.
These are questions. Do you like help people with like their social media posts and stuff too? Like if you have pictures and things you want to get on Instagram or whatever?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've actually, one of the virtual assistants that works for me is a graphic designer. And so if you have pictures that you want to use, send them to us and we can come up with the content as far as like the verbiage that you want to use with that and then schedule them out for you. If you do not have pictures that you want, we can sit down and talk to you and find out what it is you're looking for, and then we can design the graphics as well.
Angie Harness had a question online.
Angie?
I just wanted to make a comment and encourage everybody to consider this. I have a VA that works exclusively for me, and it's amazing. Like, think of all the things that you don't like doing. Even if you're capable of doing it and you're good at it, but you just don't like doing, or the stuff that you put off and or maybe just suck at, like those are the things that you need to have a VA do, because these people think differently. They're detailed, especially if you're I'm a visionary, big picture thinker. So all those little like minute details that these people like Mark love to do, I think they're insane in the most amazing way. They're good at it. They're gonna get it done so much faster than you can do it, so much more efficiently and so much better. And it truly, truly is gonna save you money, because all that opportunity cost that you're wasting trying to do that stuff that you suck at, you could be out doing what you're really good at. Stay in your 20, let them do that 80.
Exactly. Well, and something else I will tell you, if you guys are debating whether or not to hire a virtual assistant, hire one before you actually need one. I waited to hire mine, and it's made the hugest difference in what I'm able to do.
Bruce? So, question that I have, can you manage like a login for QuickBooks, for instance, and sort of keep that safe, so to speak, and you have like enough control over that to where you could actually log in and do like bank balancing and that kind of stuff? So.
Yes, I use a program called LastPass. And what we do is we sign the clients up for the free version, so they're not having to pay for anything. They log into all of their programs that we're going to be using. It saves the password. We never even need to see it.
Gotcha.
And then they just share the password, share the login info with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all of that is, I don't even need to see your password.
Right.
The only thing is, if you change it, then you just need to reshare it with me.
Karen Glavin has her hand raised.
Miss Karen?
Last one.
Karen?
I said that you off mute. I just wanted to thank Barb. Every time I need something, I just send her a message, and she is so on it. And this is what I call my script books, and I got about four of them. And I always wondered, if there's ever a fire, what am I going to do? Because it's my lifeline for my business. And she is going to take all these documents that it would take me forever and ever and ever, and put them all on Google Docs or something like that. Would make it real easy for me to get to. So. I just really, really appreciate all the little things that she does to pick up the slack for me.
Thank you, Karen.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Good job.
Thanks, guys.
Give it up.